8467, the best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And welcome to another program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. I'll forget later. Join me on Sunday from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. On Labor Day, I had found an article concerning a new international precious metals, an alternative to the British and the American metals control, the COMEX in America and the British gold bullion system. It is the new Russian, absolutely new world. Let's see if I have it right in front of me. Okay, it is the Russian. I don't have it. I'll find it here. I did have it, but I have about six pages in front of me. But anyhow, I'm going to talk about it again today because recently there's more and more. It's called the New Moscow Standard. New Moscow Gold Standard. New Moscow Gold Standard. And out of King World News yesterday, Putin's 12,000 tons of gold, it sets the stage for the Asian Bretton Woods and the New Moscow Gold Standard. This is a very important, and why it's important is because for the last, oh, let's say 200 years, the British have pretty much controlled to a great degree, beginning a couple of hundred, 300 years ago, controlled the world. And then just until maybe the last, after World War II to the present, the United States became the big gorilla in the jungle. And there has been, for the last 50 years, especially starting back in the 70s, there was the 666 beast system in, was it Belgium, Germany, or I forget what city in Germany, but there was a talk of this 666 beast system, a big, massive computer system, which that thing is massive. You could probably do more on a small tower computer now than you could on that. But it set the stage in people's thinking. This was also in the 70s, early 70s, I remember, when they were talking about bringing in barcode. And people were freaked out by barcode. They're wondering, what is this thing? And they were saying back then, this has got to be the mark of the beast. It's not a number, it's a mark. And from that point, the world began to pay attention to a end of the world prophecy, an antichrist system where you can't buy and you can't sell. For the last, since the 70s to the present, it has always been in the back of anybody that has been involved with any economy, banks, anything. And in that system, it was a system that the nations of the world could not separate themselves from. The system was massive, and it was the system basically of the United States. In about the early 70s, you have Klaus Schwab, I think it was 1971 or 2, he begins the World Economic Forum. Already the plan for a non-physical currency was beginning. Well, to the present, till recently, there has not been an alternate way for the nations, an alternative, to even consider going into the future and separating themselves from that system that I presented to you. There was no way. Not until just here, since Vladimir Putin made a decision to invade Ukraine. That decision was a strategy, and the strategy is paying off for Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin already had let the world know there was going to be a BRICS trading nation, a BRICS network of nations trading their currencies separate from the American petrodollar network. But Putin had to be something that would trigger it. Well, what happened is, before the invasion in Ukraine to eliminate Western motives, Western plans from America, Britain, to bring Ukraine into NATO, to put nukes on the eastern border of Ukraine, right on the western border of Russia. Putin, the way I'm seeing it now, he could not make a move. But he was setting something in place already. But he had to invade Ukraine. He had to polarize nations of the West, polarize nations in Central Asia. We're going to talk about that. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi. Bucky here. You know, most people think the paint on their home is just to look pretty. Well, it actually does serve a very specific function. It's much like the enamel on your teeth. It is there to provide the first layer of defense to keep your trim and siding boards intact and protect them from water penetrations, rotting, and deteriorating. So don't let a cavity turn into a root canal that's going to be much more expensive and need paint anyways. Just give me a call, 970-825-9305. Home Shield Integrity, unmatched service, unmatched quality, 970-825-9305.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Right. So Vladimir Putin had a strategy, and the West couldn't break in and into his encrypted network to find out what his strategy was. So Vladimir Putin, he needed a war in which the Western nations would begin to put sanctions on Russia. And with these sanctions, Russia would be forced to stop selling oil and gas to Western nations and to the surrounding nations, the old Soviet bloc nations. The strategy was, if you get enough nations interested in alternative currency, a different currency network apart from the petrodollar system, the nations are tired of the hegemonic world rule of the United States of America and England. The nations of the world have suffered at the hands of these two empires, a mother and a daughter. Well, in a sense, England has been the mother, giving birth to America. And in the book of Jeremiah chapter 51, it says, I think it's 51 verse 12, the mother of the great nation is going to become a small nation in the future. It is going to be a nation that is at the back, not at the front. We're getting ready to witness England's punishment from God. And I think with the passing of Elizabeth, people of Britain, people of the world, these people are deceived. They don't know who this woman was. They don't know who her family is. They don't know anything about the royal family, the unroyal family. This family is not royalty. This family is according to many people that have written about the British. This nation is evil, has been, but it gave birth to a daughter, which is even more evil, has given birth to empire, which is much more evil. The mother, as evil as the mother was, the daughter doesn't compare. I mean, the mother doesn't compare to the evil of the daughter. And after World War II, the daughter began to take her role in the world. Now, Putin knew that the British and Americans were going to sanction Russia. And it worked out perfectly because Vladimir Putin was ready for the sanctioning. The sanctions have not hurt Russia. The sanctions have made Russia stronger, increased the value of the Russian ruble. The value has never been this high. And at the same time, Vladimir Putin has given these nations a way to begin to back away from the hegemonic control of the mother and the daughter through different currencies, through the BRIC nations. China was on board, India was on board, Brazil was on board, Russia set things in motion, Vladimir Putin. Fabulous strategy. Now, what happens is, we have the new metals trading company that has just come into existence, the new Moscow Gold Standard. I'm going to read from an article. There's a revolt taking place right now in all the nations of the world. But there's also a revolt of nations against the Five Eyes nations, a revolt against America and Canada, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, the Five Eyes nations. Now, Australia and New Zealand, they're basically satellite countries. They really don't play a big role in the power structure, but they are needed because to continue to control Asia, they have to have a base of operation. And Australia is mainly a naval, an airspace intelligence gathering nation. They have naval, air force. They are a part of the American Space Force here in Colorado Springs. Now, until recently, all these nations that are now beginning to stand up with Russia, with China, India, they're beginning, the nations say, hey, you know, finally, we can actually protest American sanctions, America's hegemony, America's military, not really. But there's a collective now of nations that working together, they can bring in an alternate system of barter. We use that word. So that they can exist in this World Economic Forum plan. If it hadn't been for Russia, there wouldn't be a way for these nations to trade metals. And right now, the American government has targeted every nation that has a large gold surplus or metal surplus of any kind, platinum, palladium, oil. But these nations are now, they're able to see, hey, you know, we do have an opportunity to back away, to separate, to move away from the World Bank, International Monetary System, the Bank of International Settlements, which is very powerful, the Bank of International Settlements presently, Iraq as a nation, since we went in and murdered their king, they have never been able to be free to trade with the world. They're not on the Forex. They can't do anything. They're waiting for their currency to be freed. Their currency has been in international federal prison by the United States government, the World Bank, by the Bank of International Settlements. They've been locked out of being able to trade. They get just what they are given. That's about it. Their currency is worth nothing. The dinar is worth basically nothing. It's not like, what is it, Zimbabwe. Their currency is absolutely worth less than nothing. But now Russia needed a war, needed to stop America's plans for Ukraine. And the nations immediately, America told the nations, the NATO nations, we support you financially. We send you billions of dollars a year. You're going to join us in this plan to move against Russia. To the European nations, many of them, the same thing. Well, it caused a unifying. It was kind of like the a coagulant. You put a coagulant in, let's say, soy milk. You need something to take the milk and turn it to a curd, like cheese and other things like that. Yogurt, you need a coagulant. You need an enzyme to trigger a process. And this is what happened with Vladimir Putin. He needed a coagulant. The invasion of Ukraine to stop the plans of the United States in Ukraine. And with that coagulant, now other nations have begun to join the process of joining with Russia in the old Soviet bloc, Turkey. The Arab nations are fully on board too. Why? Because they are trying to do as little as they can to help the United States in anything. Joe Biden, he goes over to Saudi Arabia to try to work out a deal to get more access, to have a more OPEC, send more fuel, more oil. And they basically said, okay, they didn't even shake hands with Biden, like man to man, but they did, you know, the fist bump where you bump another man's fist. That's all the Arabians were going to give Biden. And he leaves, and now these nations, I've got an article in front of me out of Zero Hedge from earlier in the week, from September 5th. They're going to cut of their output of oil in Saudi Arabia, King Salman. Since the G7 oil price cap was announced on Friday last week, Russia's retaliated, cutting gas supply to Germany to zero, and the joining forces with Saudi Arabia and other OPEC countries to reduce global oil production. You see, the nations now, even in the Middle East, see the opportunity to remove themselves from American world hegemony. They're not going to remove themselves from America's world Defense Department destruction. And with all these floods internationally, in Athens, in Japan, in all these other nations that are taking place, the fires in Northern California, I'm going to give you a little insight. This is America's weather warfare 2099. They're perfecting this weather warfare system, and they're telling the nations of the world, if you decide to try to cut ties with empire, you are going to be either, you're going to die of dehydration, or you're going to drown. So what do you want, nations? Do you want to die of dehydration? Or do you want to drown? Or do you want to starve? How about starvation? Another Holodomor. This world government, headed up by the United States of America, is telling the nations of the world, sure, you go ahead, you start buying your metals from the Moscow Gold Standard Bank in Moscow. You go ahead. You go ahead and you try to work together with different currencies so that you can trade, so that you can barter, so that you can exist. Well, you'll be able to exist, but you're going to have to spend your money on a boat or somehow get water out of the atmosphere so you can drink, or you're going to have to, you better store food. This is what's going on. The world is being warned. We are in a satanic century. At the end of the last century, the Satanists, the evil doers of the world that worship Satan, stated, the next century is going to be a satanic century. Now, people that don't believe in a devil, they don't believe in Lucifer, they don't believe in any of the hidden things down the rabbit hole, they're starting to wake up. They're starting to see something different. It's not just bullets and bombs, but something powerful in the invisible world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays.
On September 9th, get ready for Mr. Scary, a tribute to Dokken, with special guest Poisoned. And on Saturday, September 10th, come see the Joe C. Whale Gang, playing all of the blues-driven rock and roll covers to fill your soul.
For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Chahi Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
Hi, I'm Sina Milanazzo, Telephone Technology Specialist, here with Liberty Communications. We are the local experts for cloud and VoIP telephone systems. If you have a traditional phone system and want to learn more about how VoIP can help your business, then call me. I'll sit down with you and we'll come up with solutions on how to keep you ahead of your competition. Call 720-399-0233 or email info@libertyvts.com. VoIP doesn't have to be a four-letter word.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Are the nations being warned that they had better not try to break away from petrodollar and the American and British precious metals companies? They better not try to go out and break away, really, literally, break away from that power structure? I think that there is a big warning being sent to the nations. Do you think that Russia is going to pay any attention to it? Nope. Russia's fulfilling prophecy. There has to be, according to the Bible, I talked about this starting on the 5th. I talked about it on the 6th. There has to be, at the end of the world, according to the Bible, two systems, economic systems in the world, two currency systems maybe, and two systems where you can trade precious metals. The West in after World War II and after World War I. No, yeah, it was after when the Japanese went into throughout Asia, stealing and robbing, taking the gold and the diamonds and everything precious. The West ends up with that money. Without all of that currency brought in from Asia, from Germany, the New World Order would not be what it is today. That funded CIA programs. CIA programs are still being funded by those thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of tons of gold. Billions and billions and trillions of dollars worth of jewels. Zillions. They just keep getting more valuable. And they're not really that, they're abundant. They're not really that scarce. But the people in that world want you to believe that diamonds and all these things are scarce and there's only like 10 of them in the whole world. No. God created the world wealthy. He created in the dirt. All wealth comes out of the dirt, beneath the surface of soil. Everything, oil, gas, jewels, gold, silver, metals of every kind, rare metals, you name it. All wealth begins in the dirt. You get a cow, the dirt into the grass, the cow eats the grass. A cow eating grass can get more nutrients to make meat than it's in the grass. It comes out of the ground. So the nations that are going to try to exit empire's grip are going to suffer. And these articles that I'm trying to get to, new currencies, nations working with other nations jointly to free themselves from petrocurrency, from the World Bank, mega corporations, international foundations, all these, everything under the control of one, in my research, one secret society. All secret societies are tied in to one network. Like aspen trees. Aspen trees, they look like they're individual. But an aspen, they're tied in at the root system. You have a small grove of 20 or 30 aspen trees, then you have a little bit of a opening, and then you have another a grove of 20 or 30 and another opening, and they're all tied together underground, the root system. They're tied in together. And here's what happens with all these secret societies, all these secret occult, devil-worshipping societies. That's the easiest way for me to put it. The Old Testament doesn't really talk about Satanists. In the New Testament, it doesn't use the term Satanists. It uses the term wolves, things of this nature. But, you know, languages change through the centuries. And so now we talk about people that worship the devil, they're Satanists. Well, John the Apostle called them the wicked, the children of the devil. That's what he called them. We call them Satanists. He called them the children of the devil. Now, one group, one root system, all tied into Pilgrim Society out of England and out of New York City. Now, one thing about this society, they see everything, they hear everything, they know everything. They know everything that happens with currencies internationally. The nations, every time the nations trade with the United States banking system, guess what happens? I'm going to read out of an article, KingsWorldNews.com. Okay, here's what happens. The purpose is to do away, the reason they want to do away with the dollar for trade settlements on these cross-border transactions between these countries is because any dollar transaction is reflected in United States banks through a corresponding banking system. The root system of the banks. So every transaction with these nations is being observed. And it gives the U.S. authorities, for these nations, that gives them an undesirable advantage. The United States gets this advantage on economic intelligence. And they have information on sanction, busting, and other activities deemed illegal or undesirable by the United States authorities. So we watch everything. And if they want to try to do something that will interfere with the hegemonic rule of America, well, they don't like it. And this is why when the BRICS came in, many economists were saying that it wasn't going to work. It's not going to work. Well, out of necessity and out of need, things do happen. They come into existence. And again, I go back to what the Bible says at the end of the world. The nations are going to will need a way to economically trade apart from the Antichrist beast system. God, because of his great love for the peoples of the world, there will be that system. Even in the Antichrist system, there will be a way, it's going to be difficult for people to exist. But God has a way again. There is a way in which God has to keep those individuals that he wants to live alive. Going on with this article. So, these nations, they don't want the United States looking into what they're doing economically through their banking system. But the U.S. sees all. They hear all. They know all. They watch. We'll be back. 1360 KHNC Radio.
Want to try something different for your students? Come join me at Civica Career and Collegiate Academy in Milliken. We're a tuition-free charter school enrolling for next year for grades 6 through 10. We have a firm foundation. We stand for the pledge. Our students are in uniforms. We stick to core curriculum, and we'll get them ready for the world. Enroll today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's
mind? We're going to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Paris Street in Johnstown. Across the street from our radio station, 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's
mind? 1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360khnc.com/shop.
So what we're witnessing, in my point of view, from my perspective, we are seeing the emergence of an alternate system for the nations, a system that will give the nations a way to barter, to economically trade and work with each other during the reign and rule of the Antichrist system in America. This will give them a way to, in spite of the system that's coming in the West, they will have a way to commerce. There's going to be a way for them to trade. There'll be a system where they can exchange currencies. Also, they will have also a network of precious metals trading. Now, out of the article kingsworldnews.com, the financial war between Russia and China's tactic backing on one side, which is this new system, and America and her NATO allies on the other, it's escalating rapidly. Again, it appears as if Putin was thinking ahead when he launched Russia's attack on Ukraine. That attack has begun to unify the nations in that region, in Central Asia, and it's working in Eastern Asia with China, with India, and it's working with some of the nations in Africa, Libya, Ethiopia. We have seen the sanctions on Russia fail. We see the export surpluses. We see Russia have a strong currency, the strongest on the foreign exchanges. The West, there's a new round of European money inflation to pay for everyone's bills because Russia has closed the pipeline and there's less fuel going west. You know, I'm trying to figure out a way how to phrase it. You mess with the bear and you're going to get the teeth to the head. That's the only thing that's happening. I don't know if you've ever seen a bear take any kind of an animal like a deer. They'll try to get it in the neck, but if they can't, they'll crush its head. The euro, the yen are already collapsing, even the Chinese yen. The dollar is going to be next, according to the article. I'm not so sure about the dollar. They'll do away with the dollar, but still America, according to the Bible, is going to be so strong economically for a little while longer that I don't see the dollar losing a lot of value just yet. Now, Russia is now working with many of the Asian nations, India, Iran. In the Middle East, she's persuaded the Arab nations and the oil and gas producers, saying that their future doesn't lie with America. It lies with the Asian market, east, and not Europe to the north. Russia is subsidizing Asia's industrial revolution. And there was a man by the name of Halford Mackinder. I have read about this before, but he wrote an article. This is 100 years ago. Mackinder stated that for any nation to rule the world, to actually be the hegemonic ruler of the world, they would have to eventually start in Central Asia, and if they can get a foothold in Central Asia like Russia, then they can control Western Europe, Western Asia, Eastern Asia. Russia is in the position to rule right now, and it is going to rule. If the prophecies of Russia don't come to pass, which is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, we'll say that those prophecies are not going to take place. They don't come to pass. Russia will be the nation to eventually rule the world, not America. But prophecy must be fulfilled. Russia will be destroyed when she invades with other nations Israel. But it's fascinating to see, well, what will happen if a scenario in which prophecy is saying that in this scenario, like America, What if America is not destroyed for her evil and punished for her evil? What will happen? If America isn't punished, I'll go back a step. Russia is going to be punished and destroyed. Not totally, but weakened to the point where Russia is not a factor in international affairs ever again. America will be once Russia is punished by God. America, if there is no judgment to the United States of America, the whole world will become, every man, woman, and child will become a Satanist, a devil worshiper, because America is destroying right now every form of religion. And this is exactly what it says in Revelation 13 concerning Antichrist. You think that, you know, if you look at these verses in Scripture, Antichrist system is the system of Nazi Germany. That was the greatest view of what happens to a culture, a nation, a people that is taken over by the devil. That is an example. Well, Antichrist's kingdom will be a kingdom of devil worshipers. It will be the devil worshipers. It will be their playground. I hate to talk like this, but the thing is, if you don't know what's coming, if you look at only the physical side of things, if you don't look at the spiritual side of things, you'll never see really what's happening. You'll never understand it. It's too mysterious on one hand, but it's not on the other. It's very logical. So, okay, one more segment. We're going to finish for this week. Every week now, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, for the present truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Could your child use an extra boost in school? Are they in elementary school and looking to improve self-confidence? Or in high school hoping to raise their grades to get into the college of their dreams? Then Grade Potential Tutoring has the right tutor for you and your family. Grade Potential Tutoring has provided award-winning in-home and online tutoring services for almost 20 years. With COVID-19, this school year has been like no other, and many parents are reaching out for extra support. Let our friendly staff at Grade Potential Tutoring answer all your questions and explain how we can help your child. Call now and we will match you with the perfect tutor to help your child succeed. We also tutor all college classes. We can help with all your tutoring needs. So call right now for your free, no-obligation tutoring consultation.
800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. 800-695-0376. That's 800-695-0376.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
So Vladimir Putin is being used by God to bring in an alternate system for the world to trade in. apart from the system of the West. Now, once Russia, we have to talk about this. Russia, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, is going to be destroyed in a campaign that she carries out or tries to attempt to carry out by invading Israel. She will fail, along with all the other nations coming with her. Some of the nations in the Soviet bloc, the old Soviet bloc, Turkey, I believe some out of forces out of the what we call present-day Germany or the old Prussia. Also Libya and Ethiopia from south, from North Africa. Iran, which is ancient Persia, will be involved. And what Putin is putting together now, once you might say he's going to leave a, what's the word I'm looking for? He's going to leave an inheritance for the Chinese because he's putting it together, but eventually it's going to be passed on to China. It's going to move to China. Russia's days are numbered. Russia's going to be destroyed. It's not going to be a major ruling nation. 1,000 years from now, Russia will, the Russian people will still be there. America's as a nation will have not existed for 1,000 years. But after Russia's punishment, then what's going to happen is the system is already set in place for China, for India, for the nations of the Far East. This is Xi Jinping is inheriting the plan of Vladimir Putin. And you're going to have an Asian system. It will be used by China to trade with all the nations locally, throughout Asia, south into probably Africa, into the nations that are adjacent to the West, China, and to the Islamic world to some degree. The Islamic world, I'm trying to see exactly what kind of a trading system they will have, because they eventually will be at odds and at war with China. You'll have the powers of the West, the militaries of the West, the Islamic military, and the Chinese military. They will all be at war with one another. So each has to have its own economic way in which they can purchase, build, make weapons. They can feed their troops because they have a destiny. They must go to Israel and invade and try to destroy Jerusalem and to destroy the Jewish people. That's going to be the objective of these armies in the West and the East and in the Islamic nations. Russia is not going to be there any longer. Russia, her days are numbered, like I say. You don't have to believe me. Before Russia is taken to the woodshed, or before Russia is punished, the nations surrounding Israel will be punished. When Damascus is destroyed as a nation, you'll know that in the future, the near future, Russia's punishment is coming. That's it for this week. Join me Sunday, 9 to 11, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you next week, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for these programs during the week on the weekend. Podcasts or the programs are there. Talk to you next week.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.